This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. He was once considered America's model dad, but now a judge outside Philadelphia has sentenced comedian Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a Temple University administrator. Margie Zaletta of the AP reports.
The man, once known as America's dad, has now been legally classified as a sexually violent predator. Cosby was convicted in April of drugging and sexually assaulting Temple University women's basketball administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. Cosby's lawyers had argued for house arrest, given that Cosby is 81, legally blind, and needs help moving around. Cosby declined to address the court before the sentencing. He sat back in his chair with his head on the headrest as the sentence was read. I'm Margie Zaletta.
U.S. President Donald Trump has called on world leaders gathered at the U.N. to isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues, accusing Iranian leaders of sowing chaos, death, and destruction. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani responded by accusing President Trump's administration of economic terrorism and having a plan for overthrowing the government in Tehran. In addition to criticizing Iran, Trump also denounced China for what he maintains are the country's unfair trade practices.
I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable. China's market distortions and the way they deal cannot be tolerated.
The president did not mention Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election or its interference in Syria. Trump also touted his relationship with North Korea, saying it has helped ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate's partisan brawl over President Trump's embattled Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh intensified Tuesday, less than 2 days before Kavanaugh and one of his accusers are expected to testify on whether the nominee committed sexual assault as a teenager. We get details from AP Sagar Meghani, who reports the Judiciary Committee, that is, has hired a female lawyer to question Kavanaugh's accuser.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is not identifying the lawyer, whom it says is an experienced sex crimes prosecutor. Republicans want a woman to question Ford, since all 11 of the panel's GOP members are men. Ford's lawyer objects to the hearing, saying it's inconsistent with the GOP pledge to avoid a circus.
Sagar Meghani of the AP. Cardinal Reinhard Marx, the head of the German Bishops' Conference, apologized Tuesday for the sexual abuse of almost 4,000 children over a period of nearly 70 years by members of the clergy in Germany. A report released by the German Bishops' Conference claimed that 3,677 people were abused by clergy between 1946 and 2014. The report concluded that more than half of the victims were 13 years old or younger, and most were boys. Marx went on to say that those who are guilty must be punished. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading to new parts of North Kivu province, including areas that border Uganda and Rwanda. WHO Emergencies Program Chief Peter Salama says increasing insecurity and community mistrust are hurting efforts to prevent the deadly virus from spreading.
Distrust by segments of the community, already traumatized by decades of conflict and of murder, driven by a fear of a terrifying disease, but also exploited and manipulated by local politicians prior to an election.
WHO reports the number of confirmed and probable cases of Ebola in this outbreak stands at 150, including 100 deaths. The founders of the photo-sharing app Instagram announced Monday they would be leaving parent company Facebook to explore other ventures. Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger said in a statement on Instagram's website that building new things requires that we step back, understand what inspires us, and match that with what the world needs. The announcement is yet another bump in Facebook's recent turbulence. It has been facing criticism over the spread of fake news and its use as a platform for radical leaders to spread propaganda in developing countries. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.